So spoke the swineherd, while his companion hungrily ate his meat and drank with eagerness his wine, in silence, sowing seeds of evil for the suitors. But after he had dined and stayed his heart with food, Eumaeus, filling for his guest the cup from which he drank, gave it brimful of wine. Odysseus took it and was glad at heart, and speaking in winged words, he said, "My friend, who was the man that bought you with his wealth, and was so very rich and powerful as you say? You said he died for Agamemnon's honor. Tell me, I may have known some such as he. Zeus and the other deathless gods must know if I have seen him and can give you news, for I have traveled far." Then said to him the swineherd, the overseer, "Old man, no traveler coming here to tell of him could win his wife or son to trust the story. Lightly to vagrants seeking hospitality tell lies, and never care to speak the truth. So when a vagabond reaches the land of Ithaca, he comes and chatters cheating stories to my queen, and she receives him well, and giving entertainment questions him closely, while from her weeping eyelids trickle tears. For that is the way with wives when husbands die afar. You too, old man, would soon be patching up a tale if somebody would give you clothes, a coat, and tunic. But probably already dogs and swift birds have plucked the flesh from off his bones, and life has left him. Or fishes devoured him in the deep, and on the land his bones are lying wrapped in a heap of sand. So he died, far away, and for his friends sorrow is left behind. For all of them, and most of all for me. For never another such kind master shall I find, go where I may, not even if I return to my father's and mother's house, where I was born and where my parents reared me. Yet nowadays, for them, I do not greatly grieve, much as I wish to see them and to be in my own land. But longing possesses me for lost Odysseus. Why, stranger, though he is not here, I speak his name with awe, for he was very kind and loved me from his heart. And worshipful, I call him even when far away." Then long-tried royal Odysseus answered thus, "Friend, though you stoutly contradict, and say he will not come, and ever unbelieving is your heart, yet I declare, not with mere words, but with an oath, Odysseus will return. Give me the fee for welcome news when he arrives at home. Then clothe me in a coat and tunic, goodly garments. Before that time, however great my need, I will take nothing. For hateful as the gates of hell is he who, pressed by poverty, tells cheating tales. First, then, of all the gods be witness Zeus. And let this hospitable table and the hearth of good Odysseus, whereto I come, be witness. All this shall be accomplished, exactly as I say. This very year Odysseus comes. As this moon wanes, and as the next appears, he shall return and punish all who wrong his wife and gallant son.